Hello, my name is Jorge Gaviria, and I'm the founder of Macienda. We partner with farmers in Mexico to bring heirloom corn products to every kitchen. With my Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One, I earn unlimited 2% cash back on every purchase. And it has no preset spending limit, which means my purchasing power adapts to my business needs. My Spark card helps me fulfill my mission of bringing masa to the masses. Capital One, what's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
Well, happy Tuesday to you. I almost said Wednesday, but because I want it to be Wednesday, but it's not yet. I'm Andy Griffin. Thanks for tuning into the show today. I have two beautiful women with me today. How cool is that? Marianne Hamilton, the Queen Princess, Super Miss Universe, Senior Universe.
Good morning, Andy.
How are you?
I'm wonderful. I welcome to 2025.
Yeah, we're here. And Mello is here too. Hi, Mello.
Yay. Hi, Mello.
Mello, we can't hear you. I still can't hear you. Yeah, she's got.
Is
I think
that better?
Yeah, it is much better.
There
yeah,
she is.
Now
just
we can
one
hear
button.
You.
It's so interesting how that works.
Mello will be call screening and chiming in here and there during the program today. So, and I've actually finally gotten permission from the boss to use Mello a little bit more. So we're pretty
Yay.
Happy about that.
Yay. Yeah, she has fantastic capabilities.
We make a good team too, mm-hmm. Mello and I. So, and by the way, again, Mello, much appreciation for covering while I was off. The last week of the year.
Yeah, terrific you deserve job. A break, too.
Yes, I didn't. I needed a break. I was like...
After Christmas.
I got to get out of here. But it was good. Marianne, how are things for you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. There's so much going on in January. I'm so excited about
it. Yeah, it's a busy month around St. George City.
And you know, I never go to a party empty-handed, so I wanted to bring you a New Year's gift.
Oh, drugs. No, what is it? Wait. Mrs. Griffin's barbecue sauce.
Oh, that's sweet.
My wife will be like, I didn't know I made barbecue sauce.
I saw that.
That is pretty cool. Where did you find this?
Walmart. I was at there at Christmas time buying little things for the kitchen, and there was Mrs. Griffin's barbecue sauce, and I thought, Andy has to have that.
This officially makes you an enabler. You know that, right? Because I have a barbecue sauce addiction. I have... So, before... Because I did a brisket for the week of Christmas, and before Christmas, I'm like, okay... This is getting ridiculous. So I combined some of the sauces, which is heresy for those that love barbecue sauce.
Yeah.
And put two different flavors in. But I tried to get at least similar flavor, like a smoky one or a sriracha one or a honey, you know, whatever. But I still have probably, even with the combining, and these are the opened ones, not the, because I have a box full of unopened ones.
Oh, okay.
The open ones, I probably have about 40.
Oh,
it's a problem. I understand.
That's an addiction, Andy.
It is.
I don't know. There might be an intervention necessary.
And look at you enabling with a new bottle of barbecue sauce. But I love it.
Good.
I do love it.
And are the Pop-Tarts still gone? Are they still around or have they been consumed?
Yes. So my daughter has been staying with us the last 3 or 4 days. And like me, she loves Pop-Tarts.
Uh-huh.
But you gave me a special box of my very favorite kind, the Oreo ones. Mm-hmm. And I said, and there's other boxes of Pop-Tarts in the house. And I told my daughter, I said, you can have anything, any of these you want, except this box here, the Oreo box.
Okay.
So those are special occasion Pop-Tarts.
Did she leave those aside?
She did.
Okay.
She did. Although I got to tell you, the other day I got up and my wife has been sick, so I didn't make a big breakfast or she didn't make a breakfast or anything. So I'm like, oh, I'll just grab some Pop-Tarts. So I went over to the, you know, my two favorite kinds are Oreo and?
Maple brown sugar.
Yeah, she knows.
Thanks,
yeah, Mello knows.
Sorry.
Yeah. And so there was a box of the maple brown sugar ones, and I was excited. And I grabbed, and so the Pop-Tarts have the little silver wrap around them, you know.
Right.
They don't say what flavor they are on those. Well, I guess, and I love my wife, but sometimes she likes to combine things. And she had put another flavor in with the cinnamon ones.
Talk about heresy. Yeah.
I went over to the toaster and popped it open, and it was a lesser flavor. In fact, it was a flavor I didn't really like. It was kind of a disappointing morning because I'm not going to open a second thing just because I don't like these ones.
Was her trick. She wanted to get rid of that.
Yeah, it worked. It worked.
Little closet purging, pantry purging.
Yeah. So, but I do have the special Oreo ones back in the corner.
Did you watch the Pop-Tart bowl?
I did, of course. Yes.
I love that whole halftime or whatever. I mean,
The Pop-Tart competition or whatever it was.
Oh, God, that was fun.
Well, thank you so much for the sauce. Mrs. Griffin's barbecue sauce, sweet, it says.
Mm-hmm. Just like your
wife. I like sweet. Yes, she is
just
sweet.
Just like Mrs. Griffin.
That's right. I wanted to talk today about stairs. So every morning, Marianne, I come in here early, 5 o'clock in the morning, mm-hmm. and we have a parking garage on the bottom floor here.
That's where I park, yeah.
So, you do too. Oh, good. Because most people, the guests park on the upper lot, so there's only one flight of stairs instead of two.
No, I take them all.
That's
good
where I park.
For you. Yeah.
No way.
You park up, yeah.
On the front.
So every morning I get here and I'm faced with, it's cold and dark.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the summer, it's not cold maybe, but it's very dark. I mean, dark 30 is when I get here, right?
Right.
And I climb those stairs. And I'm grateful, number one, that there's some secret back stairs that the employees take. Mm-hmm. And I'm grateful nobody's there to watch me because I'm huffing and puffing up the stairs. And then now this whole Tech Ridge Dragon, is it Dragon's Tail?
Dragon's Tail, yes.
Is coming. And it has, correct me if I'm wrong, I think it's 333 stairs.
In each direction, yes. And which, if you take the entire loop, it's 666. And you do feel like the devil.
Right, that's the devil.
You
yeah.
feel like the devil designed yeah. it by yeah. the time you finish, yeah. yeah.
And they've got a race coming up, right?
Yes.
I guess you'd call it a race. I don't know what else you would call it. But, and it has two different ways of doing it. There's the sprint,
mm-hmm.
which I assume means whoever can get up and down it fastest.
Correct. They'll have two people going up at a time side by side because it's a pretty narrow staircase.
Yeah.
And there's a handrail in between. So two going at a time.
Oh, there's a handrail in the middle.
Yes, there is in the middle. And it's actually the handrail is lit underneath, will be lit eventually, which is really going to be cool at nighttime in summertime. So there'll be that sort of time trial, and whoever does that the fastest is the winner.
Do we have an approximation of how long that will take?
Well, I think that the record so far has been like a minute and a half to go from the bottom
up
to the top.
Up and down?
No, bottom
just
to top.
Up. Just up.
Yeah, it's just up. And then...
And I would worry about the down, not because it would be harder, but because it's dangerous. Because, I mean, it's kind of a big, long, straight stairway. You could fall a long way.
Yeah. So they're just running up. They're not going to be running down.
Okay, it's just up. Okay.
Yeah. And then there's also the sort of akin to the last one standing type thing where you do as many loops as you can within I think it's between,
oh my gosh,
yeah, 2 and 6 p.m. or something insane.
4 hours.
I know.
Oh my gosh.
I think they should put a slide on the way down.
That actually would be fun. Although you get going way too fast. Cause
yeah.
it's
It'll
so
be nuts.
The Dragon's Tail, when is that race?
That is actually on January 25th. It's the weekend after the Virgin River Half Marathon.
Today's the 7th, so that's, two weeks and 3 days or something from now.
Yeah.
So are you going to do it?
I will be working it. I'll be working it.
You're busy.
Okay. I'm busy. I'll be working at the race.
I am not. Sometimes you go in the air and you commit to something as a way of inspiring and accounting. Mm-hmm. No, I'm not doing it. I have said I will climb the stairs.
Mm-hmm.
I am planning on doing that at some point, but I'm not going to do it in a race.
No. I mean, I've done it a few times now, and it's...
Oh, you have?
Yeah. I mean, I survived. I'm still ambulatory and vertical. It takes a while, and
she weighs 90 pounds.
Nah, more than that. But you see kids flying up next to you, or even older people. When Doug and I were there on Sunday, Mark Mortensen from the city was there, and he was, running up and down the stairs, of course, because he's getting ready for the next Ironman or whatever.
Yeah, he's done.
It's amazing. And we were just kind of going, okay, we're older. We can just huff and puff our way up there. But, just one foot in front of the other.
So tell me about their handwriting, because to me that's very important because I have some balance issues.
Sure, absolutely.
And so to me, to have a good, strong, sturdy handwriting is very important.
Yeah.
And where are we at on that?
I would say, it's a series of staircases, basically. Mm-hmm. So it's like at the bottom, it's,
so there's like a landing area.
Three steps and a landing, and then 5 steps and a landing. And then as it gets to the top, when it's more steep, there might be like 20 at the top there. So each set of stairs has a handrail in between. And it's a good, metal, sturdy handrail so you can grasp onto
it. Are they going to put ones on the outside, or is the one in the middle going to be the only one?
My understanding is just on the inside,
okay.
Yeah. And then halfway up, as you're going up on your right side, there's a big landing. They're going to put a bench, so if you're, gasping and need to rest, you can get some oxygen.
I call it the Andy Griffin Memorial Bench when I have a heart attack and need to sit down.
You may need to put a plate there with your name on it, Andy.
Now, you had, last time you were on, right, we talked about the fact that they had the... what do they call them, the shock thing?
The AED.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it actually helped save someone's life.
Absolutely.
You were there. So
games,
maybe
yes.
We need to have one of those installed, too.
That's not a bad idea, seriously. I think it's sort of a co-development with the Tech Ridge folks in the city. So
I think it's fantastic.
It will be. It'll be really fantastic.
And the fact that, and I can't remember who told me this, but maybe it was the folks from Tech Ridge, but mm-hmm. they around the edge of Tech Ridge, they didn't allow development right on the edge. They wanted it to be left open for a pathway so that you can walk around the edge and see the incredible views.
It is really, really so gratifying to see the number of people who have found this already and are out there recreating and, you know, bringing the families and having a great time. And what I love, 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 in fact, I meant to send you this picture. When we got there day before yesterday, there's this big pile at each end of people's, you know, sunglasses and water bottles and coats and whatever, and, you know, one guy's AirPod case and stuff. It's all totally safe. When people start shedding, you know, if you've done a loop or so, you start sweating, people will discard their clothing, and it's completely safe. Everybody sort of respects, you know, people's possessions, and they're at the top and the bottom. And I thought, how cool that we live in this community that people aren't just going to be walking off with your stuff, you know?
Yeah, that is very cool. That being said, still lock your cars.
Well, that too.
Just in case.
Yeah.
If there's anything valuable in your car. So.
I know. I think people that are doing this, making this effort, respect each other and know that it takes some energy. True. But it's really, really fun, too. It just, you know, take your time. Don't have to run.
Mello, are you going to commit to climbing the stairs someday?
You know what? I might.
Mello, I'll walk it with you.
Will you?
Yeah, absolutely.
So when my fat asthma kicks in, then you'll kind of like help grab me and help me.
We'll bring your inhaler.
Did you say fat asthma?
Asthma.
Asthma.
Okay,
asthma.
That's what she said, I think. Yeah. Okay.
Fat asthma.
She might be better walking with me, Marianne, because I would be more her pace.
Well, I can go at any
You can walk with Shelly, my wife, because she'll zip right on up that thing.
She's probably faster than I am, I'm sure.
She probably is.
She's way younger than I am.
She does, every morning she's out working out at 5 a.m., and they walk up these gigantic hills and do loops and
she's crazy. Crush this. She'll be great. She'll be great. Soon she gets her bronchitis over with.
Yeah, when that thing's done.
Yeah.
So we did get to play pickleball, by the way, on Saturday. That was nice to get out and play.
Good.
So
was that before or after she got sick?
Kind of during. I told her not to play, but she's like, I want to play so bad. And I'm like, so she took a bunch of drugs and went out and played in the cold air. And I'm like, all right.
Did that help or did she feel worse afterwards?
Well, she's still sick.
Okay.
So.
But mentally better.
Yeah. Mentally, she felt much better. So the Dragon's Tail race in a couple of weeks. And go to St. George City website.
Yeah, and there's a QR code on the landing page where you can register that way.
I think we had a change to the website. It used to be sgcity.org, and now it's sgcityutah.gov.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it was part of the state is trying to get everybody under the umbrella of the .gov or whatever.
Our city emails are still sgcity.gov. Mine's marianne.hamilton@sgcity.gov. If you want to write to me.
Yes, write Marianne.
Yes.
So tell us a little bit about this article in the magazine that you wrote.
Which one?
The Utah Marathon
Ricky,
guy. Ricky Urias. He is an ultra marathoner.
This is a St. George guy.
Yeah, St. George guy. Yeah, okay. He moved here from out of state. And he'd been married for quite a while. And right before he decided he and his wife were going to move here, she said, I'm going back to Texas to be with a guy that I met in high school.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he moved out here, didn't know anybody, joined a couple of hiking groups. And
wow. Just all by himself.
All by himself. Didn't know a soul. Wow. Joined some hiking groups.
How long had he been married? That's kind of a...
20-something years.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
It was a tough one. It was a tough one.
And how old is this Ricky? Is it Ricky?
Ricky. He's in his 50s.
Okay.
And
young feller.
Young feller. Yes, just like you. Uh-huh. It's a baby to me. And... anyway, over time, he started his own hiking group and then got into ultramarathoning, and he just did something called the Cocodona 250, which is 250 miles.
Wait. He's 250 miles?
250 miles.
In how long a time?
Oh, it takes days. I think it was almost 4 days.
So do they like stop and sleep?
Yes, you can do that. And you have a whole, you know, a swag team that provides nourishment and a place to sleep and blah, 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 blah. But you still, I mean, he really was sleeping like 1 hour a night over the course of 2 or 3 days. And he said by the time he finished, he was hallucinating.
1 hour.
Yeah.
Dr. Blodgett would take exception.
He would definitely take exception to this. But the really cool thing was that his daughter, who had never done more than, like, you know, 12 or 13 miles, came and ran the last 20 miles with him and got him over the finish line. And all the pictures of it, which you'll see in the St. George Health and Wellness magazine, are of him basically just in complete, you know, meltdown tears with his daughter at the finish line. And it was just such a special, special experience to share. I was thinking, my father would never have done anything remotely like that, you know. And
Mello, did you? I know you got. I haven't read the article. I apologize. I just found out about it just moments ago. But was there anything you gleaned from that article that you wanted to ask Marianne about?
Well, it was just really interesting because it's not like he just one day decided to do this. He'd been an athlete his whole life.
Correct.
And then he had been in MMA fighting. Mm-hmm. And then
really? Ooh, and people then, are trying to hit you in the face.
Yeah, and he'd been a semi-pro athlete. And but then decided, gee, I probably ought to, you know, feed my family versus chasing my athletic dreams.
Yeah.
And so he had a grounding in you know, fitness and athleticism, but nothing like this until quite a bit later in life.
Right, but that's just such an interesting thing to switch from that. Like, I can see going to marathons, and he had his first marathon when he was training for his MMA, right?
Right.
But then when he went and he met, you said he met his friend.
At the running store.
At the running store, who was Levi.
Uh-huh.
And that's kind of what kind of spurred this interest. But still, but what he said was that he loved running the trails, right?
Mm-hmm. He found that you know, gave him time to reflect and pause and sort of.
So these ultras are they usually on trails?
They're trails, yeah.
Okay,
they're trails, yeah.
So when we went to Moab last year, the place we stayed, it was way out in the middle of nowhere, and I don't mean like on a road. I mean it was like this dirt rock trail that we had to go to get there. But they were running an ultra through where we stayed. In fact, where we were was like an overnight station for these runners. But like you said, they don't go and sleep for 8 hours.
No.
They go and sleep for an hour.
Yeah,
or 40 minutes or 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah, it's just like the last one standing here in St. George that they have in, I think it's December, where you have 24 hours to run as many loops as you can of the mayor's loop. And
So the thing that blew me away about these guys, there's a cutoff time.
Yeah.
If you don't make the certain station by a certain time,
you're out.
You're done.
Yep.
You're out of there. And I was like, that's not fair, right? I mean, because while we were there, some people came in and two of the runners had stopped to help a guy who had fallen.
Oh, wow.
And so they helped him and they got him some medical help and everything. He was one of the runners. Mm-hmm. And then they went on. In stopping to help this guy for 40 minutes or whatever, when they got to the checkpoint, they were too late.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, I think exceptions should be made here. And they were like, no exceptions. You're out.
Oh,
so these people were kind of out in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. And they were told, okay, you have to go home now. You can't finish the race.
Because you were kind.
Yeah, and they had made no arrangements. They had, you know, in fact, they were trying to bum rides back to civilization and stuff with people. And I just was like, I don't think I like this sport. This is too mean.
Well, you know, I think people that participate understand
the rules,
dynamics. Yeah, they know the rules.
I just felt so bad because they stopped to help.
Yes,
somebody,
right.
You know? And, of course, the guy that had fallen was out, but they were out, too, you know. And it's just like, come on, give him a break here.
You want to have the DNF, did not finish with an asterisk, you know, stop to do a kind thing
for Samaritan, right?
Yeah.
So what about you? Have you done any of, like, these ultras, or you do the marathons? What do you kind of focus on
I've not. My husband is an ultra marathoner, or was before his knee replacement. Yeah.
Doug
used to do ultras, but they were more like in the 31, 35 mile range versus, you know, 50 or 100 or 200.
There should be ultra and a super ultra,
I
guess,
or
right?
Insane ultra or something. Yeah.
Because there's a big difference between 35 and 250.
Yes, indeed. So I have completed 8 marathons. I'm not doing that anymore. I love the half marathon distance. That's something you can train for fairly easily and recover from, you know, pretty easily.
Speaking of which, there's one coming up.
There is. It's,
tell us about it.
It's the weekend before the Dragon's Tail Staircase Challenge. Mm-hmm. Is the Virgin River Half Marathon, which this year I'm actually just doing the 10K because I didn't have a chance to really train during the holidays. So I'll be doing the 10K with Michelle Graves.
Oh, only 6 miles then, huh?
6.2.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah.
That's a fun one. It's always
pretty far.
Really, really, really chilly, but it's fun. And it's a great community event. It's lots of fun.
Now, the history on the Virgin River Half, it used to be the St. George Half.
Yeah.
And but they've moved that to as part of the St. George Marathon.
Correct.
Weekend.
In October, right.
Yeah.
And it was just kind of confusing to have two with the same branding, so they decided to change it last year.
It was funny, looking back at the St. George Marathon half, so we had one of the, I think was it the women's winner came in about the same time as a lot of the half people were coming in.
Right.
And nobody noticed. I mean, the official timer noticed, but us radio people and the race announcer, nobody knew.
I think the last time I did the St. George half, I came in just to, like, I think Aaron Mettler was behind me or something, finishing the full or something.
Wow.
And I thought, everybody's applauding and cheering. No, it's not for you, Marianne. It's the person behind you, yeah.
So, okay, Virgin River Half. Again, the date and how to register and where it is.
Okay, so Virgin River Half is on the 18th. And just go to, you know, the city website, St. George City.
SGCityUtah.gov.
Utah.gov, exactly. Yeah. And should be on the landing page. Just look for this Virgin River Half Marathon. And it's super, super fun.
So, okay. Well, I mean, obviously your focus is Marianne. We like to talk about senior fitness a little bit.
Yes.
And I'm thinking, well, okay, if I'm 70, I can't compete with this 27-year-old dude that's going to run this thing. What's my motivation then to run something like either the Dragon's Tail or the Virgin River Half if I'm up there in years?
Well, fortunately, at least in our city and in many cities, they do awards in age groups. So
okay.
If I'm in the 70 to 74, which I am, you know, I have a chance of...
It's hard to believe, but she is.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you're so sweet. You know, I've gone home with a number of trophies and medals and things for that because, you know, I basically feel like I'm out living my competition. And if I just show up, I'm...
That's what my dad says. He's like, I'm the fastest 89-year-old swimmer there is out there. Well, there aren't any.
That's right. So if I just show up and make it over the finish line in one piece without keeling over, you know, they're going to hand me something.
Yeah, okay. Makes sense.
Yeah, but also it's so important as we age to continue to be active and healthy and make that a lifestyle choice because it's so easy to say, well, I'm older, I'm slower, I know, I can't do the same things I could do 20 years ago. I'm not nearly as fast as I was, but that's okay. I'm still moving, and I still love, you know, being fit and trying to challenge myself in new ways.
So how do you tell people or advise people to go ahead and start? Like, where should they start? Say they've been sedentary for a while and kind of given up, and now they're like, you know what, I want to get up off this couch. I don't need to sit here on the rocking chair on the front porch. How do they get started?
Can we do a cliffhanger, play a commercial first, and then we'll have you answer that?
Okay.
All right, how to get started. And we're going to talk more about stair climbing and stuff, too, and how to motivate yourself to climb stairs. All that's coming up on The Andy Griffin Show. Marianne Hamilton is here today.
All the latest news, weather, traffic, and sports, just like you like them. You're waking up with The Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
She has been coming on The Andy Griffin Show for 3 years, right?
It'll be 3 years next month.
Three years. Her name is Marianne Hamilton. She is a not reigning, but former Miss Senior Universe.
Correct.
And also, after that, became director of the Miss Senior Universe pageant for a while.
Organization for a while.
She has stepped down now. She has different duties, and she now works for St. George City, right?
Correct, yes.
You're like, do you have an official title?
I believe my title is Community Arts and Grants, Arts Grants and Promotions Coordinator or something like that. I don't know.
That's a big one. Does that fit on a business card?
It fits on the plaque of my door.
Yeah. In my office.
Yeah.
All right. Mello is here too. Hi, Mello.
Hello.
Hi, Mello.
So Mello had asked Marianne before we went to break, we talked about, okay, I'm maybe up there. I'm retired, right? Mm-hmm. I'm not, but you know, if I'm listening, I'm retired. I want to get in shape. Fitness sounds like a good idea, but I haven't really done much in a while. So how, Mello said, do I get started?
I think the most important thing is to be realistic about what you can accomplish. Most of us can walk.
Well, it sounds like you said don't do it.
No, not at all.
Don't do much.
I'm just saying, be aware if you have physical limitations that you need to kind of adjust your...
And we do at our age. Stuff happens.
Everybody has things that they're
doing. A lot of times out of our control. It just happens. Mm-hmm. I mean, my spinal stenosis problem I had, I didn't do anything to make it happen. It just happened.
Yeah.
So,
but I think most of us with average mobility can walk, and that's the very, very, very best way to get started.
Mm-hmm. And Dr. Blodgett would concur.
Exactly. And it's such an easy way to get yourself into the mindset of being active and fit and healthy. If you can put one foot in front of the other and just start really, really slowly and start with small chunks. It doesn't have to be more than 10 minutes. You don't need special clothing. You don't have to go to a gym. You don't have to, you know, have special training or a fitness instructor or something. Just get outside and walk and enjoy this fresh air. Look how beautiful this is outside right now. I mean, this
gorgeous,
is
absolutely
spectacular. The rest of the country would die to have this kind of, you know, scenery. And we have nearly, I think, 300 miles of walking trails in St. George.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's always someplace that's available. I've been probably on most of the trails around town, and I certainly have my favorites. And there are many that are, relatively flat, and they're pretty good for beginning walkers. They're paved, they're maintained beautifully by our wonderful city parks and trails people. And it's a really easy way to get started. If walking doesn't appeal to you, there are a million, you know, classes at the senior center you might be able to take if you're mm-hmm. interested, or you can go online and look for, you know, yoga classes, or get up and dance in your living room. You know, if no one's watching you, who cares if you look like an idiot? You know,
I do.
move your body.
I didn't say I care. I said I do look like an idiot.
We all do. You know, it's okay. Just let yourself move and enjoy the
idea. I don't look as bad as Elaine Bennis when she dances. So there's that, I guess.
That was the best. That was the best.
Yeah.
So there are lots and lots and lots of ways to get started without feeling like you have to go run a marathon or hold yourself to someone else's standard. That's just, you know, a recipe for failure.
I think a lot of seniors, especially guys, get to that point in life and they have weird little injuries that happen to them along life, whether it's a bum knee or a sore back or whatever it is. And so I think finding, like you said, Marianne, finding that thing that works for you is really important. And it could be pickleball. It could be walking. It could be riding a bike. Unfortunately, have some balance issues because of my back problems.
Sure.
Riding a bike is never going to be the thing for me.
Sure.
It can't be because I would fall and die. And
that's not going to help.
Yeah, that's not going to help at all. So, just finding your thing, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Is what it's all about.
Finding the thing that you enjoy, that's the most important thing. If you hate exercise or you hate running, you're not going to want to do it.
No,
you know, you'll not look forward to it. But if you look forward to water aerobics or riding your bike or walking or whatever it is that you've decided to commit to, you're much more apt to do that. Also, one of the best ways that you can keep yourself on that fitness routine is to find someone else to do it with.
Mm-hmm.
It's somebody who might hold you accountable, but maybe somebody who's just their company you enjoy and you enjoy speaking with them and sharing, you know, things about your life. The people that I'm the closest to are women that I've trained with for marathons or half marathons because we save all your news until Saturday till we get together. Okay, we share all the updates.
I text you and you're like, no, I don't want to know this until Saturday.
Exactly.
Sorry.
Yeah. So
I happen to know Mello goes walking every morning early in the morning.
What
too.
Time do you go, Mello?
I go at 5:30. I get up at 5:30. I'm out the door with my dog as my partner. By like 5:45.
What time do you?
Problem with the dog is it's a great listener, not so much on the conversation though.
No, what I do is I listen to an Audible book.
Uh-huh. Oh, very cool.
Nice.
Yeah,
very cool. So I'm listening to the 10X one right now. So yeah, I do.
I listen a lot to your podcast, Andy, because I'm often at work or doing something when you're on the air. So I catch up on you.
Sometimes she loves him. Sometimes she gets mad at me.
Indeed.
But that's what the show's all about,
right? It's supposed to prompt a conversation, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Okay, so let's get into, did that answer your question, kind of, Mello? Is that?
Yeah, no, okay. that's great advice, and I do think that finding somebody to do that with is very helpful, because I did have a friend that used to live near me that I would walk with, and it was very helpful, but then she moved, and I tried to find somebody else, but she said I walked too fast. So then she didn't want to walk with me. She walked with me one time.
That's actually been a real key for my wife, too. And in all her years of walking, she's always found someone wherever we've moved, wherever we've lived. She'll find somebody that's willing to get up early and go walking with her because it's just not fun by yourself.
I used to have a friend in California before I moved here, and we would do 5 at 5 every morning, 5 miles at 5 o'clock. And the idea that she was waiting for me was always the thing that got me out of bed.
I got to go to bed at 9 or 10 because 5 o'clock
comes
she's going to
really,
be there,
really.
and I'm going to let my friend down if I'm not there.
Right. Mella, what time do you go to bed?
Last night, 10:45.
No, not one night. Regularly. Do you have a regular
10 to
time?
10:30 is when I'm finally in bed. I try to get to bed earlier, but my husband and son like to stay up really late.
Yeah.
And play basketball in the hall.
What? My daughter and her boyfriend have been staying with us, separate rooms, but over the last few days, and so we're empty nesters. We've been empty nesters for a couple of years now.
Sure.
So at 6 o'clock yesterday morning, after I was already at work, my wife decides she's going to hang a picture on the bedroom wall. Well, what do you have to do if you're going to hang a
hammer
picture?
Hammer and nail?
Yeah, hammer and nail. So at 6 o'clock, she's in a beating on the walls, and my daughter's boyfriend comes wandering out. Everything okay? You know, my wife's like, "Oh, I forgot that."
People are sleeping.
Yeah,
we're just doing a little home reconstruction project at 6 a.m. Yeah,
but I will say this: they stayed up, you know, till 12 or 1. We were both in bed at 10 or 10:30, and you know, they had movies going and stuff like that. So it turnabout is fair play.
What time is your normal bedtime, Andy? Because you get up so early.
I used to, for me, 10:05 was in. You know, because that way I get close to 7 hours. Lately, I found that I can stay up maybe 30 minutes later than that and still be okay. Because you can, I don't know how you are, Marianne and Mella, but after a while you start to really scope in on what your body needs.
Mm-hmm.
And I found that if I get 6 or less, I'm not very good. But if I can get 6.5, that seems to be the number for me.
Interesting.
Of sleep.
So. I've also read research that says that, you know, that for every hour less than 7 that you get, your body responds more like it's been intoxicated or on drugs or something, and your response time goes way down, and it's a serious thing.
By the way, Dr. Blodgett is on next Monday, and he is a big advocate of making sure we all get enough sleep.
Yeah.
And he'll tell you, he says that people don't understand how important sleep really is, because especially when you need to get to that deep sleep, that one that you can only get after you've been asleep a couple of hours, he says, because your body literally starts restoring itself during that time, not the light sleep at the beginning. And if you wake up 10 times during the night, sorry, Mellow, and your little bladder, that it's tough on you. But
I can sleep all night with no bladder issues.
Really?
It's just during the day.
Oh.
I drink a lot of water.
I did not know that.
Ah.
Yeah.
But Dr. Blodgett will tell you, you got to get to that deep sleep, because that's when the real magic happens, the magic of the human body. So.
And for me, unfortunately, the later I stay up, if I go past that 10 or 10:30, whatever it is, I'm like wide awake. I can't go to sleep
then
yet.
You can't.
If we're out, you know, at a concert or something, especially if it's a concert where there's been music and I'm kind of stimulated, like the Knights of Rock.
We'll talk about the Knights of Rock.
Then I just have a really hard time falling asleep.
Let me get one more commercial break in. We'll finish up. We'll talk a little bit about the Knights of Rock. That is a free concert coming. Free.
F-R-E-E.
Hello. We'll talk about that when we come back.
Wake up with the news and information you can trust. This is the Andy Griffin Show on News Radio 890, 92.5 KDXU, Southern Utah's news talk leader.
9:51 on KDXU. Marianne Hamilton is with me today, and Mello. Hi, Mello.
Hello.
All right, let's talk a couple of things. First of all, there's a free concert series. So the concert is coming up. It's at the Electric Theater, and everybody's like, "Oh, it's mysterious. I've never been. What is that Electric Theater? Are they going to electrocute me? Is there neon signs or what?"
I love that.
It's just a theater downtown, and it's not a giant theater. It's a smaller theater, but it's
about $250, I think.
Yeah, it's not bad. And this concert, is free.
Free, F-R-E-E, exclamation point, underline, boldface.
So you don't have to buy, you know, $40, $70, $100 tickets. You just go there. And
if any of your listeners had attended the Ted Vigil John Denver tribute concert.
Yeah, how was that? Because I was out of town.
I know you're out of town. It was so wonderful, and it was totally packed. It was totally, I think you really helped pack that theater.
Was there a Rocky Mountain High?
Oh, yeah.
Or all of his Country
hits.
Roads? Or
it was a big sing-along. It was a big sing-along night. It was super, super fun, and he was just such a kind person. Doug and I spent some time chatting with him afterwards, and he just is a lovely human being and loves coming to St. George.
I always wondered, do singers... Because I've been every band, it seems like, has that signature song.
Yes.
And everyone knows the words to them.
Right.
Do they like it or hate it that people sing along with them on
they
these?
They love it.
They love it? Okay.
I saw an interview with Billy Joel recently where he basically said, when I hold the microphone out and everybody starts
singing. Sing us the song, you're the piano
man.
Yes,
that one exactly. He said, it gives me a break. I can catch my breath. And he said, it's also so gratifying that people know my music and love it and want to, they commit it to their muscle memory. So it's really a big, big compliment.
That's cool. That's cool.
So Nights of Rock is going to be super fun.
Yeah, Nights of Rock, as with the K.
Yes.
As in like Knights of the Round Table, only Nights of Rock.
Or Las Vegas Knights. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Actually, they're from Vegas, so it's sort of a good type.
I wonder if they got it from there.
Maybe.
So they could get sued if they use our logo or something.
Maybe.
Nights of Rock, and do you know what the music, what are we in store for?
Yeah, it's big 70s, 80s arena.
Classic rock.
Yeah, classic rock.
Oh,
so
I love it.
I saw their YouTube video. They had a little bit of Rod Stewart. They had some Journey. They had, all kinds of the real favorite hits and Big Hair. Big hair,
spandex.
Spandex, it's going to be fun.
And when is that?
That's at the Electric Theater on January 13th.
It's next Monday.
Next Monday. As part of the free winter concert series that the City of St. George puts on. And it'll go on through the spring, as far as I know.
Nice. And we'll have a story up on 890kxu.com about it, written, most of it, by Marianne Hamilton.
From my press release.
So, yeah. Free. I love the concept. I love the idea of getting some free music. And, I think not all of us, but most of us have paid big money to go to a concert.
Oh, sure.
And it can be... Honestly, I sit there when I go to a concert like that where I spend a lot of money on it. I sit there and think, okay, this cost me, say, $150.
Mm-hmm.
Is it worth it? Well, if you go to a free concert, you don't have to think like that. You can just go and hang out.
Exactly. I used to spend large amounts of money to see people like Eric Clapton and Rolling Stones.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, I'm 5'1½", and I was always standing right behind somebody who was 6'12".
That would be me.
Yes. So I didn't necessarily have the best view. And
back in the day, I used to take whatever cute girl was near me and put her on my shoulders, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, which really, for people like you behind us, I apologize. I remember going to see Night Ranger at Park West.
Ooh.
And, I had a girl on my shoulders almost the whole concert. And I felt, I didn't even, at the time, didn't care about the people behind me. Didn't even think about it.
I will share a story that my college boyfriend, who became my first husband, my late husband, the very first night we met was a Valentine's dance at our college campus, and he put me up on his shoulders, and he was 6'6", so that was really, really, really cool.
So you, for a little while, were 7 feet tall.
Yes, I was. It was pretty awesome, and that was love at first sight. Love at first song.
So Nights of Rock,
yes.
Next Monday, Electric Theater, concert starts at what, 7-ish?
7 o'clock, yeah. I would say just like last month with the Ted Vigil concert, because it's free, get there early. It was very, very nice. They got...
Did they have to turn people away?
There were like 4 seats that were still empty, so they didn't turn everybody away.
Oh, okay.
Anybody. And because it was cold, the Arrowhead Gallery was open, so people could kind of come in and look at the artwork in the Arrowhead Gallery and then go into the theater next door.
Nice.
So you can get out of the cold.
Nice.
So I would suggest coming downtown.
Get your rock on. Get ready to get your flash the sign in there.
Wear your big hair.
Yeah, big hair. I don't have big hair anymore. Most of us don't have any hair anymore. But, Nights of Rock next Monday. Cool. Anything else on your calendar you wanted to mention? I know we wanted to spend, we have like 3.5 minutes left. Talk about some on your calendar. Do you want to talk about stair climbing?
You know what? I wanted to talk to you briefly about fruitcake.
Oh, yes, fruitcake. We had a show that went into, and I got, so people that texted me during that show, I got maybe a half dozen people saying, I agree, I hate the crew. But I got two or maybe three people that said, well, Andy, you just don't know. If it's homemade fruitcake, it's really yummy. But I think Marianne begs to differ.
Well, here's the deal. When I was growing up, my mother would make fruitcakes in August. And it was
in August.
August. Why? I'll tell you why.
Okay. Well, first of all, they last forever.
They do. They have a shelf life.
You make them for Christmas in August, then it's fine. But anyway, go ahead.
And when they were in the oven, they would smell amazing because it has, mm-hmm. you know, nutmeg and ginger and cinnamon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Great
it
smell.
Smells good.
In the actual cake part. But then she would put all that nasty candied fruit and she also included almonds.
And by the way, candied fruit sounds like it would be yummy. It's not.
Nasty. It's just nasty stuff. So, and I also hated anything with walnuts at that time in my life. I love walnuts now, but, and so we'd be really excited about it, but didn't like it. But anyway, she would then, this is probably not something you want to hear, but, a couple times a month, she would baste them with brandy.
Okay.
And they would get heavier and heavier
Muckier
and heavier.
They're
about 400 pounds by the time Christmas comes. And it was always a joke in my family that mom's fruitcakes are burping in the pantry, you know.
Mm-hmm,
and so
mm-hmm.
she was real popular when she gave those out in the neighborhood.
Yeah, and you could get drunk off of eating cake.
Exactly. Perhaps. But I never, ever liked it. However, I did find a recipe, which I'm actually going to make, and I'm going to bring some in, because it's all just dried fruit with none of that candied stuff.
Okay.
It's things that you would love, you know, raisins and
okay, now I got to tell you, I still don't like walnuts. So if you can throw in
walnuts.
Pecans
what about
or something
slivered almonds or pecans.
Yeah, that's okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Just not walnuts.
Yeah.
I hate walnuts.
And I will not put brandy in. I'll just...
Please no cucumber. I know. That's my least favorite.
Or liver, yeah. But it looks like, you know, there's a way to make a traditional fruit cake that's still moist and yummy without that candied, icky stuff that, you know, actually would be pretty tasty.
So. I still can't get over the fact that candied fruit sounds totally like something that would be so... Oh, candied fruit! Because
like,
it has candy and fruit in it. Those are good things,
what
right?
more could you want?
And then you get it, and it's like this waxy, pasty, bitter...
Bad.
Yeah.
It's just a bad memory of childhood. I'm sorry. It's a triggering thing.
Mello, you don't like fruitcake, do you?
I don't like fruit. I'm trying this year to like it.
Oh, Mello.
I know. It's sad. I like bananas, and I'll occasionally eat strawberries, but that's about the extent of my fruit.
Have you ever had a Cosmic Crisp apple?
Negative Ghost Rider. No.
Oh,
no.
Okay.
I'm not a fruit person.
Weird fact about me. I like apples that are cooked. I don't like raw apples.
Is that right?
Yeah. If you like apple pie or anything that where the apples are soft,
mm-hmm.
but I don't like them crunchy. That's a weird thing. Same with carrots.
That's how Doug is with tomatoes. He loves salsa and marinara sauce.
But he didn't like tomatoes.
Put a raw tomato on him, he will start, you know, sort of dry heaving immediately.
Man after my heart, yeah. And in no form or fashion will I ever eat cucumbers.
Really?
Not happening.
Okay.
So, Marianne, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Andy.
We'll all get started on our physical fitness journey so that we can climb the dragon's tail.
And take the stairs, yeah. Thanks, Mello.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Be back tomorrow. I think it's Steve Dunham. We'll see you then.
Hair thinning can happen for so many reasons. Whether it's stress or hormones or anything, at Nutrafol, we've learned that real change starts below the surface. Our hair growth supplements take a whole-body approach and target the key root causes of hair thinning, so you can see visibly thicker, stronger hair in 3 to 6 months.
Hair growth starts from the inside at Nutrafol.com. That's Nutrafol.com.